Hey everyone, welcome back to the Banana Thumbnail Podcast, where we bring thumbnails to life to crush the competition. Today, we've got something really cool lined up for you. Absolutely, we're diving into the world of YouTube and talking about 9 mistakes creators are making that are killing their views. That's right. So, let me break this down for you. There's a lot of chatter about AI tools like Claude, Cowork, and while they can be helpful, many people are treating them like a magic button. You just type a prompt, and bam, a viral video appears, right? Wait, so what you're saying is, a lot of people expect instant results without really understanding the tool. Exactly. About 40% of casual users struggle with basic prompt crafting. They're asking for general scripts, and guess what? The AI spits out something totally generic. It's like trying to drive a car with no gas. Oh, wow. That's actually really interesting. So what happens when you use those generic prompts? Alex, well, here's the kicker. Generic prompts lead to generic outputs, and those outputs can be rejected by YouTube's algorithms. About 70% of that content doesn't even make it past the gatekeepers. Jordan, yikes. That's a huge waste of effort. So what should creators be doing instead? They need to get specific. Stop asking for general topics. If you input generic ideas, you're just going to get vanilla results. The algorithms recognize these patterns and will stop promoting your videos. That makes a lot of sense. So how does this all tie into watch time retention? Great question. Retention is the lifeblood of your channel. If viewers click off your video too early, YouTube will stop showing it to new people. And let me guess, AI-generated intros are part of the problem? You got it. AI tends to write these long, polite introductions that drag on. Poor retention can drop your watch time below the critical 40 to 50% mark, and when that happens, your video is dead in the water. Wow, that's pretty harsh. So what should creators do to keep people engaged? Here's the deal, especially when it comes to shorts. YouTube. Shorts get about 200 billion views daily. If your intro takes too long to get to the point, you could lose 70% of your potential reach. That's a massive audience. So what's the secret sauce for creating those hooks? You need what we call mobile-first hooks. These grab attention in 2 seconds. You can use curiosity hooks, visual hooks, or negative hooks to keep viewers engaged. Got it. And then what about that AI habit of verbosity? Oh, I know. One quick fix. Always delete the first 2 sentences of whatever. Claude generates. It usually takes a moment to warm up. Start on sentence 3 and you'll notice a difference in pacing. That's such a simple tip, but it could make a big difference. Now, what about thumbnails? Are there mistakes there too? Absolutely. Click-through rate or CTR is a critical factor. If your thumbnail looks like low-effort AI content, viewers will scroll right past it. In fact, 1/3 of new user feeds are flagged as brain rot. Brain rot? That sounds rough. So what should creators do to fix that? A hybrid approach works best. Use AI for background images, but add real human elements in the foreground. It makes all the difference. So mixing AI with a human touch is key. What else can creators do to improve their workflow? Well, for the pros out there, 25% of my audience runs larger channels and they're scaling up their AI production. But they often run into hallucinations, which can lead to a 30% fact-check failure rate. Oh, wow, that could really hurt your credibility. Exactly, and ignoring algorithm updates for 2026 is dangerous too. Platforms are favoring niche content over mass-produced videos. If you stick to generic content, you could see a 60% drop in views. So, what's the bottom line here? Bottom line, over-reliance on AI without human editing is a massive mistake. Content needs a human touch to ensure it's engaging and factually accurate. That makes perfect sense. And hybrid workflows are essential. Creators combining tools like TubeBuddy and Capwing with Claude are seeing twice the views compared to those relying on just one tool. That's incredible. So it sounds like the key takeaway is to blend AI assistance with a hands-on approach for the best results. Absolutely. If you want to succeed, treat. Claude is a brainstorming partner, not a crutch. Always edit your scripts, check your facts, and maintain a rapid pacing. Thanks for breaking that down, Alex. no problem. And remember, everyone, there's a huge audience out there waiting for great content. Don't let basic mistakes hold you back. So if you're feeling stuck, just take a fresh look at your prompts and strategies. That's a wrap for this episode of the Banana Thumbnail Podcast. Thanks for listening, and we'll catch you in the next one.